Good afternoon, you're listening to Verulam Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we are joined on the line around about a week away from his return to the ring. It's London Coney's career perfect, punch perfect, Ollie Pattinson. Always a pleasure, and welcome back to Verulam Sports, Ollie.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent stuff. Well, goodness gracious me, you're looking for that one. We were talking about it last time around. Something about Tenno begins to feel like you've been in this game for a little while. So yeah, a big 10 fight coming up. It's the 25th, right?
Yeah, 25th. Looking to make it 10-0. So yeah, I can't wait. I say prep's been brilliant. Just looking forward to getting in there now.
Yeah, do you know what, I bet, because obviously, before this 2019, it was a tough old year, busy year, but a tough old year in terms of kind of doing what you love most, actually in the ring. What I like about this is it's going to be a second fight in quite short succession, meaning you're building up my momentum and creating the buzz, and just as we know where you're at, before too long, the wider boxer world will be hearing, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. I say it's good. I mean, I could have had a fight in April, but we managed to get one in May now, so the 25th. And then, all going well and to plan with this one, we've got offered a fight in July 12th as well. So, yeah, it's been a good start to the year. That's what we wanted. And I say it's just hopefully keep going like that and push forward, and the end of the year should see me in a big title fight.
No doubt about it. I've got no doubt that this is where the destination is set for. You mentioned obviously training going well, going through different kind of paces. The challenge again, I guess, even at this moment with like about a week away till the actual event, still don't yet know who that 10th opponent will be. So I guess you're just keeping it open, a range of options, preparing for Southies, preparing for Orthodox, bigger guys, brawlers, just giving yourself all the array of options.
Yeah, as I say, it's no surprise whoever we get. Is, I say 70 amateur fights boxed all around the world. So it's like I've been in there with so many different oppositions, and same with sparring as well. So we're prepared. We always do the same thing anyway, like that, because even though if you have got a set opponent for 6 to 8 weeks, we've had it before. We've had the same opponent for 6-7 weeks, and then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks out, he gets injured, and he might have been a southpaw. So we've been training for southpaw, but if you've gone constantly just for southpaw, and then you get that big change, it's that's when you come into problems. Even though if we've got a southpaw, we'll train obviously for a southpaw, but we'll still mix it with other guys. We'll still mix the training in, so we're not specifically working on just southpaw all the time.
Again, it's that commitment to the preparation and the wherewithal of the bigger picture of the boxing game, which has always been kind of your trademark since chatting to you, Ollie. One thing I'd like to ask in terms of the build-up, the training preparation, really loved some of the great stuff on your YouTube channel with the kind of almost underwater work that you do. Just tell us a little bit about that.
With the Aqualogic?
That's it, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the Aqualogic, a good friend of mine, Mike Merry, he introduced me to them. He'd seen them being used, and I think Lomachenko uses them. I think George St. Pierre uses them, which obviously is a USC fighter. Mike was the first one that introduced me and showed me to them. He said to me straight away, you've got to get these as part of the equipment and part of your training, because they're brilliant. They're low impact, but you can spend so much time in the water on them. And it's a really good sort of session to do. Even if you're having a rest day and like having an active rest day, you could go and do that, because it's not much impact on the body, but you'll get a lot out of it. And you can really feel the resistance, and it helps with the speed of the shots as well. It just builds up, I think, also builds up the, them them small fibres in the shoulders and stuff, because shoulders are quite complex and you can have a lot of injuries and stuff with that. So the Aqualogics, I think, are really, really good at all, and recommend them to any fighter to get.
Do you know what? Honestly, I was seeing that on your YouTube channel, and you know, some of the kind of boxing blind reflexes that you demonstrate. It's a really cool channel, Ollie. Tell us, if we've never encountered that, where can we find that online?
Yeah, on YouTube, that's Punch Perfect Boxing. Again, that was set up by Mike and myself to sort of give people sort of general idea of, you know, it's a channel where they can go on if they've never boxed before. We've got stuff there for the beginners, so we've got beginner boxing, like the stance, the footwork, drills that you can work on at home or in the gym. And then we've even got stuff on there, you know, like Mike's really got into detail with a couple of his breakdowns and stuff. So you got there for the purists and the more experienced fighters or trainers, whoever you are.
Do check it out. Honestly, it's some really, really fascinating stuff on that. And obviously, the website as well, Ollie Patterson, is fabulous. Ollie, like I say, it's going to be the York call. We've spoken about it many, many times. I don't want to kind of go over old ground. Just, just your final thoughts. A week away, heading into the York call where you have never tasted defeat. You ain't never tasted defeat in your pro career. Punch perfect, career perfect. Looking forward to it being 10-0. Coming to York call the 25th. Final build, best way for us to get tickets.
Yeah, best way to get tickets is through my website, which is punchperfectpatterson.com, or again, social media is always a great place to get hold of me on, you know, Ollie Patterson. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, so any of them sort of platforms. That Twitter's Punch Perfect Pat. I'm Ollie Patterson on Facebook, and Ollie Punch Perfect Patterson on Instagram. So yeah, any of them sort of social networks, or on my website, which is punchperfectpatterson.com.
Perfect. Check them all out. Available across the social media, the awesome website. Check out the social media, the YouTube channel as well. And you know what? Get down to the historic York Hall, Bethnal Green, the 25th of May. It will be, I'm sure, 10-0 as this young man, London Coney's own, career perfect, punch perfect, Ollie Patterson, continues on his trajectory towards the giant time in the world of boxing. Ollie, I've got to tell you, honestly, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to picking things up with you post this next bout, and wishing you all the very best from us all at Verulam Sports.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.